This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, January 13, 2008. Worship Choices. The scripture is Deuteronomy 12, verse 7. There, in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your families shall rejoice. Our newspaper has a column about the religious habits of local people. Readers learn about people's hobbies, reading interests, and where they like to worship. Predictably, that column identifies people from certain denominations or churches. But there are also some who choose my house, the woods, my garden, or some quiet place as their place of worship. The normal places of worship may not always be what we would like them to be. They may seem too noisy. They may be filled with people who aren't like us. Or they may have a pastor who preaches sermons we don't like. But real worship is not about us. God tells His people what makes worship acceptable. In Canaan, the locals were enthusiastic nature worshipers. But God said, "Only the place I choose will be your place of worship." Israel worshipped God at the tabernacle and later at the temple in Jerusalem, where God was present. God is present today, wherever people meet in Jesus' name. You can find them in any number of churches today. Some also gather on a Wednesday evening or a Saturday night. In some of those places, worship may not be what you would like it to be. But worship is about God, not us. All that really matters is that God is present among His people. Would you pray with me? Help me to worship You truly, O Lord, among the people where You are present. May my worship be Christ-centered, focused on You alone. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.